Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. This is the Capital Wrap Up, and we just found something out, but we'll get into that a bit later. It is 3:04, and we open the show with Miss Prue featuring the whole Ambitious Squad, man. Miss Prue is one of the DJs holding it down for Ambitious Entertainment. So Ameni, that was a song called Ameni featuring MT, featuring Fifi Coop, featuring Benchmark, featuring the whole squad, man. But yeah, man, we're about to get into the Capital Wrap Up. We will be hanging out with Tuli Stock a little bit later on the show. Shout out to everybody listening from the other side. You can call us on 0861-555-189. You can tweet us at CliffCentral.com. You can Facebook and WeChat us at Cliff Central. What up, Montana?
What up, cuz?
Are you good, my homie?
I'm living good, Cap. I'm living good. You know what I mean? We're on that healthy living, like I said.
Oh, yeah, healthy living. You just ate a chocolate, fam. What you saying?
What you? Stop lying on the air, Cap. Stop lying on the air. Yo, they don't want you to eat healthy, Cap.
They don't want you to eat healthy, cuz. Can you please tell Tuli to, like,
what up, Cat? Hi, Cat.
What's up?
How are you?
No, I'm being violated over here.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Mad energy.
Imagine.
Yes, nigga.
We got Tuli Stark. He's already in the building, but we're just gonna get into some news right now, and then we'll be hanging with him on the other side of the news. Let's get straight to the new music. Dream Team put out a brand new single on Monday. It's actually on the album already. So if you got the album, then you've heard the song. It's called This Vung Vung, featuring Abdus. Very hard hitting kind of joint. Very lyrical kind of joint. And yeah, it's a joint where they actually, you know, like, really rapping. Have you guys heard the joint?
No.
I have not.
Not a fan.
Are you guys, I was about to ask, are you guys Dream Team fans?
No.
The last thing that they dropped that was dope for me was the mixtapes. That's hard.
Yeah. And the thing is, Trey was the dopest out of, like, all three of them, yet he got the least love from me.
Okay.
From me.
That's interesting.
My opinion.
Okay, well, yeah.
I'll hear it out if that's what you want, Cap.
Yo, man, why you gotta make me seem like I'm putting you under pressure, man?
No,
like,
I'm just saying.
If you want to listen to
I'll
it,
hear
listen
it.
To it.
I'll listen to it.
Dream Team.
Super producer Tweezy has put out a brand new single as well. It's called Ambitions. A very, very trap joint, man. I was actually having a conversation about this joint with some cats, and we were like, yo, man, Tweezy kept the good beat for himself, man. it's a crazy joint, man.
Are you for real?
Yeah, man, it's a crazy joint. I'll play it off to the news. Young Swiss put out a single as well last week, Friday, the remix for David Gennaro, featuring DJ Spista, featuring Reason, featuring Ginger Trail. Going abroad with the news, so Bauer was put on blast for posting an Instagram photo that was apparently stolen. So he put out like a shitload of money on his mattress, and some dude was like, "Yo, dude, like,
what?
If you're gonna post my picture, at least credit me, you know?"
So someone stole the picture.
Yeah, this dude is apparently a wealth coach. So he's like, "Yo, man, next time you wanna steal one of my pictures, come be a student, man."
Don't do such immature things, man. Amateur behavior.
The thing is that I don't get it. Like, Bow Wow is pretty, like, you know,
he's dead.
Well known.
Yeah.
I feel like people will find out if you steal his picture.
That was like, it was 2 years ago, I think it was, at the Grammys. So he pulled up in some white Ferrari, and he's like, yeah, I'm in Miami, had to bring the white Rari out. And some company, some luxury car company, was like, yo, shout out to Bow Wow, we lent him one of our Ferraris.
Oh, my God.
Like, come on, Bow.
Dog, like,
come on, Bow.
This guy's on CSI, dog. I think, like, like the fact that he's even trying to get street cred, like, it's so null and void, it's not even funny.
Yeah, yeah, like, I just think he should pull the plug. Like,
yeah, he should pull
just
the plug.
Just be normal.
Just be an actor. It's cool. White people believe you. You can hack into niggas' shit. That's all good, baby boy. But when it comes to hip hop, stay
there. It's over.
You're not fresh anymore.
I used to like Bow, yo.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Same, man. In other news, so Ciara and Ludacris are going to be hosting the Billboard Music Awards. And they were announcing the nominees the other day. And when it came to the best rap album, Ciara refused to mention Future's name.
That's so swag. Immature, so, dog.
How is that swag?
Yeah, because it's the beef. That
no,
beef shit.
No.
Take it to the grave. That beef shit.
No
That's
way.
Bullshit. That's bullshit.
No way.
So, you know, her son's name is Future.
Mm.
Yeah.
So she doesn't call her son no more? She's like,
like, yo, come here.
Hey, come here, bro.
Will probably even, like, change his legal name to Russell or something,
dog. I know, that's funny.
Like,
as
but
how.
That's fucked up,
look,
though.
It's petty, but it's funny, too.
It's hella petty, man.
It's petty,
it's hella
like,
petty,
you can't
man.
Believe.
Like Bruce Spelling is Kayla with a C.
But yeah, speaking of the Billboard Music Awards, the other nominees for the Best Rap Artists are Drake, Fetty Wap, Wiz Khalifa, and Silent Toe. You know, look, I definitely don't think you should be in Best Rap Artist, but you know, the Billboard, it's all about the numbers.
It's
the numbers,
considered hip hop on the Billboard.
Yeah, it is considered hip hop, but you know, it's all about the numbers. It's not about the talents. Not
yeah,
about
it's
the
not
bullshit.
About the street cred.
Yeah,
nothing.
Man.
Yeah. It's about the charts.
Exactly, and Watch Me was a big fucking record, man.
Yeah, dog, I you think know? He's gonna take it.
Nah,
Fetty
Wap.
Fetty.
Yeah, Fetty Wap.
Fetty, I think Fetty will take it.
Fetty Wap. Yeah. Fetty Wap. But anyway, moving along. So, Kobe Bryant plays his last NBA game tonight. Well, tomorrow morning, South African time. And so, Brian Shaw was just talking about his retirement. And apparently, the craziest thing about Kobe is he would always memorize Jay-Z's album the day after it came out.
So, like, that's insane.
If Jay-Z drops an album today, apparently tomorrow he's singing any joint, any verse. Like...
That's a co-sign and a half.
You know what I mean?
That's dope. That's
apparently,
dope.
Brian Shaw was going on about how on the bus they just fuck around, you know, like kick raps and yo, you heard that new Jay-Z? Yo, he said something about it. And then you just get Kobe rapping the whole fucking verse, like, and I'm like, damn. So,
yo, just to go back on the Sierra thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, Sierra calls her baby designer.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh man,
panda.
Since you brought Designer up, let's get into his part of the news, right? So Designer has been trolling the shit out of Future, and he announced his debut mixtape. But what's crazy is Designer actually put out an album cover. Prince has an album called Purple Rain.
Come on
the Prince cover, obviously taking shots at Future's
and
Purple
Future
Rain.
Has a mixtape called Purple Rain.
Yeah,
if you think that's crazy, last month was the South by Southwest festival.
Mm. Yeah,
and Designer performed his brand new song called Pluto, which is Future's first album.
Man.
So
what the fuck?
Why
is he doing this?
Oh, and this is what
you think it's publicity.
This is what
that's
he had to
bitch
say.
Move.
This is what Designer said. People gonna try to compare me. It is what it is. I know I'm Designer. I'm just letting people know. Ain't no motherfucking disrespect to Future. May that man be God blessed. Keep doing his thing. Keep hitting motherfucking charts. Keep doing his thing. But I'm Designer. Yo, man, I think Designer just loves the attention.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I'm saying.
But he has to. He has to because
he's
nobody's going to give him credit. Like, he's, number one, he hasn't been shot by anybody. He hasn't been in an accident. You know, the best thing that he could do is just come in and snatch the game from Future.
You know what the crazy thing is? People are going to Future shows and yelling,
that's
Panda.
That's so fucked up.
But let's keep it real. Let's keep it 100. When we all heard The Life of Pablo, we all thought that was Future.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
See, that's how you guys... That's how you know you guys got the bootleg. Because y'all ain't got the names.
No.
I'll tell you right now. When I listen to an album, I just let it ride out. I don't look at my phone or anything like that. Like, I just let it ride out in the whip. And I'm all gravy, baby.
Okay. Besides, it didn't have no features. It just had the song titles. So. We don't keep it moving, man. DJ Khaled has announced his signing with Epic Records. Epic Records is cleaning up, man. Epic Records, led by LA Reid, is just doing the most. I know Bad Boy is now an imprint of Epic, and now We the Best Music is their latest imprint. And along with the announcement of the partnership, he also announced his brand new album called Major Key.
Major what?
Major Key. Major Key alert. You know, so I
gotta follow him on Snap.
Yeah.
Yo,
you gotta follow him on Snap so you keep up.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't do Snapchat, baby. I got
old school.
I told you last week I got Pentium 3 at the crib.
Yo, Cap's still on MySpace, yo. Drake has officially announced the date for his album release, April 29th. We will finally be getting views from the 6th, and I hope there will be no more pushbacks. Dog, I'm tired of waiting, man.
Like, it's since the first day of, like, everybody thought that Views was going to be a situation of graduation and Curtis when it came to Views and life, the life of Pablo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought it was going to be that situation.
Oh, that situation.
Yeah, and Drake went light-skinned about it, and he was like, nah, I don't want that noise. You know what I mean? Like, let me push it back until April, you know.
I got a confession, though, man. When Drake put out the brand new joints, One Dance and Pop Style, I wasn't too sure. But they're growing
they're
on
growing
me.
On you, yep.
Hella
I growing remember.
On me, man. Hella growing on me.
Is it because it's Drake or it's actually...
Do you know what the thing is? To be completely honest, I think I gave it a second and a third and a fourth chance because it was Drake.
Yeah.
But the song itself naturally just grew
Let
on me.
Let Silent Hill drop you know a track mean? Like that. You'd
yeah,
be like,
fuck
a
Silent Hill. Andre, well, I don't know if this is true or not. Disclaimer, I do not know if this is true or not.
You don't know.
But according to Chris Rock, Andre 3X Stax has an album on the way. He posted a picture on Instagram, and it was a bunch of it was him and a bunch of comedians, and the caption read, "Me, Dave, D Nice, Jack White,
yes!
and Jarobi hard at work on the new Andre 3000 album." See, the problem is with these comedians, you never know if they're being
joking
real
or not.
You know,
I think like these days, well, Chris Rock is the only comedian that doesn't lie on his gram though.
Are you sure?
Yeah, for real.
That okay. doesn't lie.
Yeah, he doesn't lie.
Well, I don't follow.
So other ones all lie.
No, I'm massively into comedy. So like these guys, I follow them.
You follow all
I mean?
Of them, yeah.
The one guy that's annoying is Kevin, dog. That guy's living my life, dog. Yeah. But anyway.
I won't lie, he's living a nice life.
But anyway,
life,
if there is an album,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. Andre 3 Stacks. It's gonna be crazy.
The
man.
Love below.
in some really weird news, Odell Beckham Jr.
I
is
saw that.
Now Drake's new roommate.
What?
Yeah, man.
Wait, roommate?
Yeah.
Well, housemate.
Laos. You see that light skin nigga shit? That's that light skin nigga shit.
I saw a video. Was it Worldstar? Where was it? It was Worldstar.
Yeah.
Odell. It says, okay, the caption is Odell Beckham Jr. turning up in Drake's backyard.
Yeah.
And he's busy, like, dancing to a song and they're dabbing, him and his boys. So, I guess.
No.
Does that mean he
How
lives
much
Yeah,
hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah. No, hold on. Let me confirm that. He was quoted in an interview saying that he is living with Drake and he'll be living at Drake's house until the Views album comes out. So he's just there for, like, teams, you know, for, like, moral support.
For
apparently, according to him, Drake's house is a madhouse. Like, so he just needs someone to, you know, just help keep it calm and shit.
Can I
but
ask
in,
a
in my head, well, Odell's not
question.
The guy.
What? Well, yeah, exactly.
Can I ask a question?
Nutty.
What? Like, I'm not trying to start a rumor or anything, like,
yeah.
But, yes, they're light-skinned or whatever, but...
I know
yes,
where
yes.
this is going.
But
oh,
what
okay.
if, like, they come out the closet and, you know... Odell and Drizzy.
So Kat,
well,
like,
that's
so
their
Kat.
Life if that's them. But I don't think that's the situation.
No, I'm not saying it's the situation. I'm saying how fucked up would it be?
Why would
wow,
it be
why,
up?
Why is that fucked
okay,
up?
Okay, fight wow. up.
You need to keep
I'm
a
not
PC
homophobic.
Right now.
No.
Whoa,
damn. You need to keep a PC right
yo,
now.
I think you need to step in the naughty corner, Cap.
No, listen. So if Cap asked you to move in with him for like a I don't know till his album dropped, he'd be like, "Whoa, Cap, I don't play
I don't
like that."
Nah, yeah. Man, it's just me poking fun. But alright,
is that what you're poking?
Yeah, I was just poking fun.
All right, cool.
No
so we bring it back to SA. AKA has pulled out of the Back to the City concert taking place on the 27th of April. And yeah, man, apparently they were meant to make a big deal about his return because he hasn't performed there since 2011. And according to him, they were giving more focus to the C grade local, I mean, international artists that are coming. Because I don't really fuck with the internationals that are coming, man.
Yeah,
like they are has-beens.
Yeah, like.
Put it bluntly.
We actually were discussing it before we came on air. Like,
yeah.
Like, literally 2 seconds.
And I have to add my two cents. And I said that probably is. The Back to the City. I don't know the event enough to.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there a couple of times, but they're the ones who throw it. They're the ones who get 20,000 people.
Yes, yes.
They know what their people want.
Yes.
Let me ask you
yes,
something, Monty. When
true.
Last did you go there?
That's true.
Was it last year? Last year, yeah.
And you still think that's the market? Keep it 100.
Well, last year was the year with Onyx, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last time I went, and I think
Okay, look, question. How many people in the crowd were screaming, "Shut him down"? How many people?
All I was sad. It was very little.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I really think the Back to the City market has shifted. It's become, you know, a great
more
platform.
More commercialized. Thing,
yeah, it's very commercialized. Great platform for South African hip-hop. And actually, one thing that I didn't mention about AKA pulling out is that Back to the City has issued their statement. And in their statement, it does look like they were trying to comply with AKA's request to make a big deal of his comeback. But there was just, you know, there was just some intricacies that conspired, and yeah, I guess he decided to pull out. But what Back to the City did say is, if he would like to come, they're still more than welcome to have him. So the ball's in AKA's court, yeah, which was interesting and
that's
very big of
dope.
Them.
Like, yeah, like
that's very big
other
of them.
Promoters be like, man, fuck you.
Yeah, probably.
Anati is back in LA. He's apparently wrapping up his album That Side, working with a couple of producers, a couple of artists. And he should be back by the end of this month, man.
And I'd come back with some real shit, though.
Yes, he does. Fuck, you know?
Wait, what do you mean he must come back with some
real
shit?
Because the last time he went overseas and he said he's coming back with a banger with Khaled.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that bananas?
Shit was garbage, yo.
Yeah.
Yes, it was bananas.
It was garbage, bro.
So he could be punking us. I don't know. Yo, Instagram, man, looks nice. It looks nice on Instagram, fam. When the actual music comes out, I don't know.
Okay, Maloon Cool Cat is back and he's working on an album. He posted a picture captioned Mlazi Milano album is being cooked up in the kitchen right now. So yeah, I'm not sure about dates or anything, but yeah, I'm assuming. Okay, Cat. I'm assuming later on in the year we should expect okay Maloon Cool Cat album. Sketchy Bongo, Durban-based producer, has signed to Ultra Music. That's a big
shit.
Fucking deal, man. Yeah. Apparently, they started talking in December last year after they heard he's joined Let You Know with Shekinah on BBC One in the UK.
Serious joint, dude.
Yeah, man. So after they heard the joint, they checked out his SoundCloud page. They hit him up, got in touch, and yeah, they were like, "Yo, man, come through." So they have signed him as an artist and not as a producer. So he'll still be producing for, you know, other cats. He'll still be producing for the Wolf Pack.
So
he'll still be
the feed hasn't gone up.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm charging him pounds right now if I was him. Yo, how much for the beat?
150K.
I'd say about 20,000 pounds. Convert that shit.
Mashaya Puke is set to perform in France at the Afropunk Festival taking place from the 3rd to the 5th of June, man. I don't know much about the festival. I just know it's the second year. It's happening, and there's a lot of, you know, alternative acts performing there. I know Petit Noir is also performing there.
Where's this?
In Paris, France.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Paris.
Yeah, man. That's pretty much what we have happening in the news. Anything else that you guys got that I didn't cover?
No.
Okay, cool.
Covered everything.
As promised, man, I'm about to play that brand new Tweezy. Damn, I just saw some picture that just whoop. I'm gonna play this brand new Tweezy called Ambitions, and on the other side of that, we're gonna be hanging out with Thule Stark as promised. Make sure you don't go anywhere. This is the Capital Wrap Up on CliffCentral.
I'm on the way, I'm on the way. You think I live, you think I live. I'm on the way, I'm on the way.
Keeping it real. On CliffCentral.com.
Yo, man, that was that brand new Tweezy. We were turning up in the studio, man. Yo, shout out to Tweezy one time.
She goes hard.
I know, he went
I'm
all
on
the
way.
Way.
I'm on the way. I'm on the way.
Yo, Tweezy, put me on the next joint, fam.
Make sure you go get that brand new Tweezy. You actually can get it on slickonlife.co.za. Download. Shout out to the homie, man. Yeah, but as promised, we are going to be hanging out with Thule Stark. Thule Stark, say what up, fam?
Oh.
Are you good?
Good,
is that
you
how you greet, eh?
Like, seriously. Yeah, you say, oh, to your mom.
Imagine, yeah.
Like, you walk into the house, like, oh.
Oh.
Ndumisa.
Oh.
Government name shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you good, fam?
I'm good, thanking yourself, man.
I'm good. I mean, we've had you on the show
so
before.
You back.
We haven't really, like, really, like, really had you. Like, you know, we've never had a Thule Stark, like, show. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean.
So today's the Thule Stark show.
Although when I was here, I smoked everyone else who was here on the free.
Oh, damn.
Wait.
You guys know I don't see anyone on the free in the country, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Envy.
No, maybe Aries. Yeah. Step to Aries.
On the free, though, on the free. Yeah, not a verse.
Yes,
verse.
On the free.
All right, cool, man. Then
he came through.
Oh, no, he's nice on the track. He's hello.
No, I'm
hey, yo, fam, do you battle?
Nah.
Would you battle if someone just,
would
you know,
battle?
Someone?
No.
Okay. Why? I actually want to set up a battle on Capital Wrap Up.
Because
you can't make a statement like, I'm the hardest on the planet, and I
want to defend it. You know? Nah, look, let me explain.
So we can
the
really
rationale.
Set this up.
The rationale. Yeah. Listen, we can, but.
Okay, let me hear
the rationale.
The rationale
behind me not battling in particular is because I did it quite frequently.
Uh huh.
At an early stage, like this was the person who put me on freestyling. Actually, was a guy called Smooter. I was actually told him in an interview I did for freshman.com. Yeah. Smooter Buddhist, he does Authentic Sunday.
Yeah.
He was on the verse, mad at Greenside. And so then, obviously,
Spoo
going
to rap?
Through Smooter the Buddhist.
Yeah, he used to rap.
That's authentic. Yeah,
yeah. I know Smooter very well.
Yeah,
he used to rap. Super. Okay.
Mega on the verse.
Yeah.
And then, like, because of that element, like. I used to always freestyle, right?
Yeah.
And then I used to battle a lot, so that's where I started to hone my skills. Not like in a public forum, but you know, kids in school, you know, you used to battle and always be animosity and stuff. And then I ended up like getting super bad tension in one of my friends who was more popular than me, but he wasn't as hard as me on the verse, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And so then that tension of the battling was like something that was like serious. Like it ended up being like bad. Like we ended up fighting and stuff at once at a stage. So now I'm kind of like just I'm antsy because the spirit of competition for me is not in the right place. Well, that's my perception of it anyway.
Damn.
Since then. I almost lost a friend just because of battling.
But here's the thing though. Like I feel like in hip hop, you should be able to take the L.
Yeah, but I'm not. Well, I didn't take the L.
Yeah, but some people can't take the L. So he said he doesn't want to ruin friendships just because of a battle. Just to entertain
people
you
take
niggas.
It personally. Yeah, I mean, and also if you want to hear me on the free, play a freestyle, play my freestyle, play the next person's freestyle. You know, we'll show you. Like you'll hear it.
No, we don't want to hear it. We want to see you do it
in
studio.
I see the
maybe
freestyle.
Maybe one day if I blow enough, you might pay me and we'll do it. But right now, yeah, no.
Oh, listen to this guy.
Yo, man, I want to take it back for a bit, man. I've known you for a while, dog, a long ass time, man. You used to be a house DJ.
Yeah, I remember those days.
In fact, I'm so weak at playing house.
Like
now, it's
Icon
terrible.
Days. Icon days.
No, before dog.
Before
like, it
Icon.
Was keys. Keys.
Why did you start with that?
When the stripper pole was in the club.
Yeah, man.
And then I remember you went to Cape Town the year after that, and you came back, and all of a sudden you're a rapper.
Yeah.
I was. So perplexed. I'm like, no, I know that. You're not a rapper. Like, what happened? How did you like? Because that
did
was
you
the
start
first
with
time.
House?
Yeah,
why
that
did
was
I start with house. I used to be very close. I am still quite close. Like, he's still one of my niggas. You know, even though we don't see each other as much, with a guy called Mash Maisha, and we live together. And we started this house thing because we wanted to produce together before the wave was even there for like young cats to do house.
Yeah,
like we were on it. We were at this little clique called AM Nights.
Mm-hmm.
And our inspiration was like Louis Vega and Chris something. What? Christos. Yeah, Christos. Sorry, my house knowledge ain't as hard anymore. But then after that, I did the house thing. Thank God for Code Red, you know. that was really my entrance into the scene socially. I'm lying, it wasn't. Mm. As an artist, because before I was hanging with Brit Squad and they were doing those parties at
Black
at
Orchid.
Park. Yeah, Black yeah. Orchid. Yeah. So I was like a pseudo promoter there. And then when I left for Cape Town, like, house was so intense. Like, there was no, like, deep tech house. They were like, kum, tum, kum, kum. Like, that was the only thing.
Yeah.
And I almost felt, like, out of place, and Mash was in Joburg as well. And then my boy Trui Donatello, Luyanda, he was staying in Cape Town. He was studying in UCT. He came there before me. And he knew I could rap, you know, but, like, he sort of groomed me, actually, like, in a nutshell. It was like, yo, put the pen to the pad, and then we dropped one song, and then it was A1 from there. And that was the end of me DJing professionally. So I want to go back to it. I actually want to play electro. That's what I want to do.
So do you want to rap or do you want to play electro?
Like no. Like for fun. Like a novelty. Like, oh my God, Thule Stark on the stage.
Okay.
DJing, yeah.
Got it.
Remember, I spoke to you about it even at some point. Like,
we'll
like 2012. My call.
It was
a real call. I think that was one of the realest calls I had. If you had said, yeah, do the electro thing, I probably wouldn't have been rapping.
Oh, damn. That's interesting.
Yeah. Trying to go flow right on my mind.
You made me feel like I changed your life, fam.
Behind the music right. type shit.
So, take you and Truey out in Cape Town. You guys are now rapping together. And you guys put out this mixtape that was, at the time, nominated for a Hype Award.
Yes, sir.
What was that like, man? Because, I mean, at the time, the hip-hop scene wasn't as big as it is now. So, being nominated for a Hype Award was a big fucking deal.
Yeah, I think the industry, it's so ironic, I feel like, and with most of my music,
yeah,
I've never gotten the timing right. The music's always been better than everything that's out, but I've never gotten the timing right for the sound. It's almost like it's been ahead. I mean, if you listen to the song that got us the attention, from Head Honcho firstly, then UCT, because like the campus is very close knit, so like word yeah. spread fast. So UWC, we were doing gigs there to the Hype magazine nomination. There was a song called BOSS,
yeah,
and that song is like almost like almost trap. It's not trap, but it's like almost leaning towards that wave of like heavy bass and what who's this cat Meek was jumping onto, and what Rick Ross was jumping onto when he was on Port of Miami was that sound. Even Wiz Khalifa actually took that same beat and did his version of the song. We had leased it because, you know, he bought it on SoundClick, right?
Yeah.
So anyone can really catch it off SoundClick. And we were like, oh shit, at the same time, like, Wiz Khalifa's on the same wave that we're on. Just after he dropped that.
That
house joint. Yeah. So it was like crazy. And I was like, oh my God, it's going to happen. And then nothing happened because the Kwaito Fusion wave was being born at the same time. Yeah. In 2009 was being born. Yeah. Then Durban Kwaito took over. Then I dropped the Smart Tape after that, which was like heavy trap Kwaito rap music. And then that just got engulfed by like the real hip hop movement. And then your pros were peaking. And now it's like commercial. And I'm almost trying to time the wave now to be like, okay, cool, dude. Don't feel like you should be doing something else. Maybe sometimes it's cool to catch the wave,
yeah,
and then ride your own way with it. Yeah.
Yo, man, I'm about to put a lot of shit into perspective right now.
I don't know what you're doing.
Look, 2009.
2009. Yeah.
This is Tuli Stark, Truey Donatello, and this is BOSS, the joint that he just told us about. This is a Capital Wrap Ups. Tweet us, call us, interact, man.
One holiday road trip multiplied by a 4-year-old plus his twin brother multiplied by plus multiplied by,
and you can expect heavy delays on the highway,
plus multiplied by plus
I dropped my ice cream
plus to the power of
recalculating your route
equals the irritation of just one single mosquito buzzing around your head. Fortunately, you plus peaceful sleep room spray equals death to that irritation.
Welcome back to the Capital Wrap Up. That was Tuli Stark and Truey Donatello with BOSS. At the time, you weren't even called Tuli Stark at the time. You called Tulip.
Yeah, it's called Tulip, yeah, man.
So, what is Tulip? Yeah, or why the name change?
The reason why my name is my name, well, Tulip as well, but Tuli Stark now, is because I wanted to act. My parents told me, not my parents, I'm lying. People around me told me that there's no money in acting. I didn't pursue the dream. So, as an OD to my fallen dream, yeah, I made my rap name my two favorite movie characters, which is Tony Stark and Jimmy the Tulip Tedeschi. So to always remind myself to never stop, no matter what happens.
Who's
Jimmy the Tulip Tedeschi?
Oh, he's from the whole nine yards. He's the assassin of the whole nine yards. Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis' character.
Yeah.
So both the names Tulip and Tuli Stark are still...
Yeah, Tony Stark.
So then why did you change?
Tulip is a bit moist.
Were you thinking like flowers?
I was getting to a point where we were breaking out, we were becoming popular, and everyone would be like, oh, Tulip the flower, and then I'd laugh it off.
But the only reason why in the movie based, like, you know, because it's from the whole nine yards,
yeah,
Jimmy the Tulip Tedeschi used to leave a tulip after
he waxes you, yeah.
Not waxes.
Well, not
wax.
Okay, so what's your point?
No, I'm saying like
it's a gangster.
It's a hard
thing.
Name.
It's a hard name. It's a gangster ass name.
But not many people know that. So
But that's why people. It was his job to make sure niggas knew that.
True.
That's
true.
Fair. That's fair. Yeah.
It was his job, not but, mine.
Mm. But when I'm on the come up, you just don't have time for that shit.
No, it's not even a. Oh, dog. What do you mean?
Now you're gonna take. I know you're gonna, now you're gonna take flowers to battles and shit.
American yeah. nigga, here's
the problem is, yeah, nigga, I just deafed you.
You become a target, and it was so easy at the time in local rap because it was so saturated and so small. I mean, to tell you how small it was, when Head Honcho had signed myself and Truie, they were signing AKA at the same time. That's how small it was. But I mean, like, the gap between myself and AKA now is gastronomical. Like, I can physically reach him, I can see him, shit. How did the nigga wins a spa and shit? In terms of, like, music wise, like, to be able to have an artist that big be that tangible was such a huge thing.
Yeah.
So, like, now, yeah, it was like, fuck, super competitive.
So, from the jump. Tell us about the smart tape for a bit. Now you.
Hey man, my little brother Siggy F. I don't know where he is right now, but yeah, shout out to him wherever he is.
So the two of you guys put together a tape. How did the whole concept come together?
We
and what was that about? It was a great fucking
tape, by
the way. We
met on SoundCloud. Thank you so much. Yeah. Probably one of the best in the country ever. But yeah, we met on SoundCloud. He reached out to me. It was such an organic thing, and I was like, yo, I really want to do music with you. At the time, I was really like doing my rounds at the audio gallery, like a song called All We Do Is Party was playing a lot. And he was playing on YFM. YFM, by the way, is such a solid supporter of local music. Shout out to them.
Yeah, and so is Cliff Central. Thanks.
Music. Yeah, yeah, you guys.
You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
No, it's just
are
like
you gonna
give
another station gap on our station?
You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
but it's,
come on.
It's the culture. It's the culture. That's all at the time. I mean, I don't know about now how, like, yeah, but yeah, it's the culture at the time. They were, like, super involved in it. And then we met in Davidson. Davidson's like my second home forever because of those that week. And we recorded the whole mixtape in 7 days.
Easter and standard.
Yeah. Like, literally, the chemistry was crazy.
7 days.
That's crazy. That's days. Fucking ridiculous.
So you guys didn't sleep?
No, we didn't. We actually didn't. There's this vodka called Stroganoff. What?
Stolich. Stolich Naya.
Or something. Something.
Yeah.
Saraskova. Okay. Yeah, and they sell it in the hood for like $45.
Whoa.
That's literally what we do. Buy it in the hood, $45. Buy a lemon twist, get in the studio.
Yeah, lemon twist, even. Niggas went to Bender with that shit.
Yeah. Lemon twist and vodka goes in, me.
After a week, you must have had like a real life hangover, like real shit.
Yeah. That's why I even like started drinking beer, like, because Black Labels are so popping in the hood. Like, the vodka was actually bought because I don't drink beer.
Yeah.
And then, like, they were like, I cool, boy. So, fuck, he wasn't doing it. And I was like, I don't know. But then that was the routine. Like, and then that tape came out. Not to say the substance is what made it hard. I'm not attributing anything else other than my talent to that.
All right. And then after the smart tape came out, you went quiet for a while.
A long while, yeah.
So my question is, were you making music at the time? And if you were making music, why were you not putting it out? Like, what was happening through that period where you went silent?
Lack of proper guidance.
Okay.
I put my dreams in the hands of other people.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing, but in doing that, I made the mistake of not pushing my dreams as well.
Yeah.
So other things became a priority because I thought I had quote-unquote management and...
Yeah.
Someone else knew better about my path better than me, which is stupid on my part. I can't even blame anyone else. That was just my fault.
Yeah. Okay.
You recently did a track with The Life of the Party. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Gellings, man. Gellings is the most cheesy but the most fun song. At first I was like, yo, this is fucking cheesy. And then Larry was like, nah, get in the vibe. And now I'm like, it's one of my favorite songs that I recorded. It's so fun, so cool to perform. And people really interact with music that makes them feel good, which is what I struggle with sometimes because by nature I'm a backpack rapper.
Yeah.
And I think that song has done so much, it's done volumes in terms of looking at music from a different perspective of like, yes, lyrical content is cool, but I promise you, people also just want to have fun. I got it with Migue, but I wasn't happy with it. Like, it was the first time on a song where I felt super comfortable. I was like, oh my God, you know, this is like jiggy.
That's actually like something I wanted to personally ask you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, before anything, when you dropped the Migue, the very next week, WTF dropped another track called Migue as well. And that song was...
I remember
he
thought they bit him.
Yeah, I did initially. And I didn't have beef with it as well. I was like, oh, okay, cool, there he is. Because we performed at the same gig at Kantari. And I was like, I didn't know who WTF was at the time, I'm sure they don't even know who I am now. But like, I was like, at the time, I was like, oh, my song. But you guys saw me last week, and now this week, You're saying you, but I'm cool though. It's fine. I don't mind. Like, it's yeah, whatever. But then as well, those are trivial things. Like, I wouldn't have minded even if they bit the whole song. It's like, I've got so much in my catalog. They've got so much in their catalog.
Cheers, sir.
I'm positive that it wasn't going to be like a thing. I don't think people, like, I hardly believe any of those stories where like, yo, Josie Pichami. Or there was that, was it Run Josie? Where there was that crew from like, Mpumalanga or somewhere, Hammond's Crown, where they're like, yo,
it was Juice Back.
Juice Back, yeah, yeah. They're like, yo, this is my
Are
song.
You
I'm like, yo, I don't like. If yeah, you have the energy to claim a song the day it dropped, I promise you, you should have said something.
They said, yes, we had a song, but ours was called Juice Pack.
You see, that's that bullshit.
No, nigga. Alright, cool. So, we spoke about Life of the Party, Gellings. I want you to introduce the joint, man. We're about to play the joint for anyone who hasn't heard it. Tuli Stark, the mic is yours. Introduce your joint, fam.
By the way, don't forget, I have an announcement to make after the joint.
Yeah,
don't worry.
I'm
a rapper. But anyway, it's called Alone. Patrick Lee, Tuli Stark.
No, what do you mean?
Gellings. I'm giving the secrets away on the show. Anyway, Life of the Party featuring Tuli Stark, featuring Charlie, featuring Taiwan, the Taiwan, the extraordinaire. We're speaking to all the Gellings on Cliff Central.
Me feeling some type of way. You got me struggling to ventilate, heaven's sake. Ooh, girl, you murder, and you know it, gon' show it. If you see me acting a fool, I'm losing my cool. So blame it on the Kelly. Blame it on the Kelly. Blame it on the Kelly. Got me losing my cool. Blame it on the Jenny, can't blame it on the cool. Can't blame it on the Eddie, why niggas so loose? Why niggas so hot? How the hell I'm so cool? I could blame it on the Jiggy, but I really think it's you.
Kelly.
So many fly ones around me.
Kelly.
Need another one beside me.
Kelly.
I wouldn't do like this on me.
Kelly.
Put another one
you
behind
got
me.
Victoria pulling for this nigga, take a holiday. We playing touch games, this is more than time of days. Worship her body language, by my chick get all the praise. Morning glory, I'm singing in the morning. Tell that chick to pop a pump. Got me feeling top away, like hit the quorum reach home.
You got me feeling some top away. You got me struggling to ventilate, heaven's sake.
All right, cool. So that was Gellings, Life of the Party, Taiwan the Tai, Tuli Stark, and Charlie.
Gellings.
Catchy joint, man. Catchy, man.
It is catchy. I will lie. I was doubting it at first, but it's growing on me.
Come
I was
on,
like,
fam.
I was
got
like,
the jig.
I was like, this is not you.
Can't blame it on the Jamie.
But it's nice.
So
it's nice.
Tuli Stark, we invited you to come hang out on the show.
Yes, sir.
And you didn't tell us this, but you have an announcement to make on the show.
A young one, yes, sir.
Okay, cool. So, what's this announcement that you tried to make before we played the song?
As of yesterday, I am officially a Sholov music artist.
I really need some horns.
You've been saying this thing.
Hey, yo, Duncan, man. I need some horns.
We need the horns.
Yo, you caught up touch like Barrios and shit. Like, you know what I mean? We can make a plan, man. You know?
Tell us about the deal.
How did it happen? When did it happen?
It literally happened yesterday, 12 p.m.
What do you mean?
I brought it here first, man. I could have hit up ever, but I was like, yo, Cliff Central. Let's do this guy.
And thank you, but you know, this guy will. Like, I feel like I've been speaking to you the whole week. You've said nothing about
this. You probably didn't want to change.
And now you're just talking from, like, a friendship point of view. Not even as a work. Like,
yeah. You know, I think it's kind of crazy that, not that it took so long that it happened, because obviously Tibbs has whatever history he had with Head Honcho, so we were in contact. And just in the social circles, he's always been there. But I don't think there was a formal, you know, intent.
Yeah.
And up until recently, I don't think people thought I took the music that seriously, you know, like,
yeah.
That Ndu is not Ndu anymore. It's 2D Star when you see him. Don't call me Ndu anymore unless you giving me a check for some corporate work.
Dumishu.
That's for the white man and serious black.
Niggas call you 2D Star, right?
And that's the thing now. That's the when, oh, you 2D, and then that's, and I think that level has gone to a place where I also need some sort of guidance and exposure that Show Love Music can give me as a custodian of hip hop. I mean, let's not forget that they assisted AKA in getting to where he is. They're working with Dot, who's one of the most phenomenal, I feel, big bodied artists in the country.
Buff nigga on the vocals.
Buff nigga one time. But I mean, so it was really like something that I contemplated long and hard. And hopefully it will be a fruitful relationship.
So did he approach you and like?
I approached him, but he was waiting for me to be like, yo, because during the meeting he was like, look, you're sitting here and I usually brush people off, so just know that this is not, you're not doing anyone here a favor. There's a mutual need.
That's what we had last.
Yo, if you can maybe freestyle, I want to go too when I drop a bump. Yeah, I want that.
Shout out to Duncan for the hookup.
Yeah, shout out to you, Duncan. Yo, we make shit happen out here on the Capital Wrap Up. So now, Tuli, my question to you is, a little earlier on in the interview, you were telling us about how in the past you had managers that really didn't look after your career. What's the difference now? Do you feel more comfortable? Do you think this is the right, you know, choice, right decision?
I definitely do. I mean, I think that Joburg has a lot of people saying a lot of things. I've also said a lot of things about a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I've never been more comfortable in what I'm doing, because it's a decision I made and the people didn't make for me. And I feel like I'm in a position where even the company that is kept by Show Love as a talent management company, it's the company I want to be around. It's the company I've been speaking to. The circles I've researched, because I didn't just jump into this either. I researched the circles. I was like, yo, what's best for me, XYZ, and all of the numbers led to this relationship. So I'm really hoping for growth. Yeah.
Nice one, man.
Good luck with that, huh?
Yeah, all the best,
man. Good luck with
that,
fam.
I want to ask you, I you know, like, a lot of your music sounds so different. So if you were to give yourself a sound, what sound would you say Tuli Stark is? Like, you know, are you jumping around? Are you creating your own? Like, What sound do you identify with? Do you think you found your sound?
I don't know if it can sonically be a sound, but yeah. I think my music is honest.
Okay.
Whether it's on a hot beat, a jiggy beat, a fun beat, I will never not be honest. You'll never hear me talking about things I don't want or parts I don't want to take, but I have to, you know.
Papa,
If I'm going to rap about a Molly, just know I'm probably at the stage where I want to try a Molly, you know. Yeah. I haven't rapped about
you've popped one already.
Yeah, like, you know. If I'm going to rap about weed, you know what I mean? Look, I quit the thing, you know what I mean? But, like, dank out, you know? It's that type of situation. I don't want to ever be in a situation where someone can question my lyrics and be like, huh, you? Nah, B, come on.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely honest music. And it's jiggy as fuck. I love fun shit. Okay. That is me.
Quick question. What do you think of other people writing on your songs or contributing? Even if it's just, like, a line or a chorus or...
Chorus cool.
That Quentin Miller shit.
Choruses are cool. My verses will always be mine. I can't let you change my lines.
So if I tell you, and dude, this line is whack, dog, just say this instead of that. I'm telling you, dog.
Yo, it's a stretch. I'd have to really contemplate it. But I write all of myself.
But what I mean,
I
is
do get direction. For example, there's actually a song with a big DJ that we're working with, and like he's giving me direction. But yeah,
actually, like, yo, what?
Cap, sign in the air.
Yeah, like,
I don't know what that means.
He's directing Kulula.com and
what
shit.
What I'm saying is, yo, this like, nigga got to rap Cap before he leaves, man.
Okay, yeah. Let's get into it.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, fam.
Oh, you got to change the beat? I was expecting that.
I know you were.
But anyway, the homies switched up the beat, I don't mind. You see him the shit, I don't really talk from behind. I might splot your brains and niggas talking like they got mine. But everybody knows like a hot chick, the flow is too fine. I mean my clock's ahead of its time, cause I'm the future in this bitch. Yo, why you worry about mine? Hey. These niggas think they talking, why they worry about shine? These niggas think they talking, why they worry about time? Because I'm about to ticket attack, the ticket's too hot. I'm killing the block, the kid is too fresh, I'm hot in the spot. They said Reese was here, well good luck to him, cause what I got, about to make the industry shake, the kid is too hot. Show more love than my nigga tips. These niggas don't get what the hell it gives to be that hit. I'm from the north, kid, I got it on my back. No disrespect to the north god, but you know what it is. Future's in the building like I've been smashing C-A-R on the beat. These niggas want this heat. You try and hop, but let's be honest, you can't compete. I'm Usain Bolt in the balls. These niggas too hard in the killing and think they got it, but let's be honest, you're not. And I'm clips change of the comments. We know what it is. I might get sued by Mnet cause I'm so racial in this bitch. I'm all black.
Hey,
these
wow.
Niggas know what I said. These niggas know what I lost. You ain't mess with the kids.
It's over.
Try to talk to the kids.
We don't need it anymore.
No, no. The beginning
stop
of the
it.
Show. I'm the best at this.
It's over.
My God.
Yo, man,
oh
real
my
quick,
God.
In 20 seconds, real raw uncensored, what the fuck is on your mind, man?
Shout out to everyone who's in the game, but I'm about to fuck your shit up, whether you like it or not. I'm coming in, I'm coming out, I'm coming out hot. Shout out to my baby mama, shout out to my baby daughter, and all you hoes, fuck you.
Wow.
Oh, dude. Shit.
Muncie, 10 seconds, what up?
I ain't got nothing for y'all, except, yo, keep it clean, yo, get on that health tip, I'm being for real. Cap, they don't want you to live forever, Cap.
Cat.
Yo, get your 100 bucks from WeChat. Win this bitch.
Yo, man, thank you so much for hanging out. It's been the Capital Wrap-Up. Shout-out to Thule Stark. Shout-out to Monty. Shout-out to Cat. We'll be back next week playing out with Thule Stark and Isle of Sky. Ain't leaving alone.
Cliff Central Revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.